Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya Gedola Me'od, our series of Shiurim, the Kriyas Yamsuf. We've already seen, Baruch Hashem, in the first three Shiurim, Niflos Mitoras Hashem. And now, the Guide Writer, and we are going to see more of the same in Mirtz Hashem. Based on the Torah of Reign of Rabbeinu Zatzal, the tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya, and thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom that we can learn this Torah. As Amarnu Shebe'etzem, Shkan Shnei Dvarim. Number one, there's the Kafu Sahemus Belev Yom, which was unique to the Yamsuf, that the water went down into the depths and didn't come back up. It froze there, and the Yam got a Metzias of Yabasha. Had a new chalos shem of Yabasha, which we spoke about at length in the previous year. Hamashmut shel hadavar hazeh. V'nosaf l'chach, yesh kan nitzvuchim odnei nozlim, that the water went to the side. In other words, the water was flowing, as seas do, and memela, it stopped to flow. In other words, when the water, instead of the water continuing, which it naturally does, it stopped. The way of water is that it's liquid, so whenever there's a hole, there's a gap. So you take out water, it's immediately filled by the next water. But here, it stopped flowing, and it didn't. The gap that was made by the water that had just flown by was not filled by the new water. Rather, it was stayed on the water stayed on the side and was like Nade Noslim, was solidified. Like a wall. And those were the two Nisim that we saw discussed at length. Again, that's the last, we have three Shiurim. First one we ask Kashas, and then there's the Mahalach we've been presenting in the last two. As Achshav, anachnu rotzim lever et ha-psukim she'evenu ba-shiur ha-rishon. Why is it that the Torah was makdim the pasuk? We have pasuk chof aleph. Pasuk says, "Vayet Moshe siyado al hayom." Moshe spread his hand towards the water, on the water, the sea, and "Vayolch Hashem esayam beruach kadim aza," and God brought the sea with a very strong east wind, all night, and he made the water into dry land, and the water split. And then Jewish people went into the sea in the dry land, and the water was for them a wall on their right and on their left. Kliyakar asks, first there was Bikiya Samayim, and then Nasi Yam L'Charab. First the water split and then it became dry. So why does it say in the pasuk no? First it became dry, v'yasim sam l'chorovo, and only then v'yibaku ha'mayim. So it affected the kli yakar. So now we can say that l'fi ma shebi'arnu ha'charava al yidei Hashem hayta. Why did it become dry land, as we spoke about in the previous year, that it has a chalos of being charava, that it's dry land? Who did that? Because we said there were two nisim, right? There was the nes that was done by Hashem, and by Moshe, obviously, through Hashem. But Moshe's job was the Nade Noslim, and Hashem's job was to make it into a charava, to make it into dry land. The Chorav was Ayi Hashem, and that's what it says, Ve'el Hashem Siyam Ruach Kadim, that he brought this wind, and that's what made the sea into the dry land. Aval, to no one speak, because the water is still going to come from the sides, and it wouldn't remain dry. So yeah, Hashem dried up the middle, but what about the water coming in out from the sides? So the answer is, Pasuk was Makin, Vayed Moshe Siyada. Now Moshe Rabbeinu lifted over his hand over the water, what is Moshe Rabbeinu's tafkid here? He makes the Nei Nozlim. He makes the standing wall. V'shuv chol ayde Hashem ayde v'yolch Hashem roch kadim shenaseh hayam v'charava. And then the v'yolch Hashem roch kadim is going to make it into dry land. That was not for Moshe's pe'ula. There'd be no dry land because the water would have come in and made it wet again. So the pasuk starts and says Moshe split over took his hand and he spread it over the sea. And so that was ultimately was called the miracle of the Nei Nozlim and the wall. And then Be'el Hashem Seyam Ruach Kedim Azik Kol Alayla, that wind of Hashem was dried up. And that's Vayasim Sam L'Charava. So that's what made it dry. And then Vayibaku Amayim. And then it split. So, first Hashem made it dry. That's why it says it first, even before it was split. The split is the waters on the side. Here Hashem just made it dry, and the water went down to the Tahomos, to the depths, but the water, it would have gotten wet again. It would have been a sea again, had there not been Moshe's pool that made Noslim. So therefore the Savior of the Pasuk is correct. First it was dry. I have now it's going to get wet again because of the water runs, because of the water that's going to come now and flood it. And the answer is no. V'ibaku amayim, Moshe Rabbeinu split it to the right and to the left. So first it was Hashem making the yam to a charav, and then afterwards b'kias amayim. That's what it says. Because the chufayz v'yavo b'nei Yisrael k'toch hayam v'yavasha. Jewish people came into the sea and the dry land. It's coming to explain the kiyum of Vayet Moshe, that it says in Pasuk Chav Aleph, Vuhu, Sh'al yidei zechal b'toch hayam, Dehainu, Sh'haya bo toch, V'lo ba'u bo mai me'asadim, V'ayidei zeh nish'ara yabasha, U'kenvuar b'sefer shal pasuk, V'amayim lehem choma, Mimi'nam u'mismolam. That's what it says in Pasuk Chafez. The Jewish people went into the next Pasuk. The Jewish people went into the sea and the dry land. It's coming to explain what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished in Pasuk Chaf Aleph when he inclined his hand over the sea. The answer is through that. Through that was Chal a Metzius, a reality, a new reality of b'seich hayam. There's a seich. There's an inside to the yam. There's dry land within the yam, meaning the water didn't come from the sides. And that's how it remained dry. And that's what the Pasuk says in the Sefer, b'mayim lehem choma mimi'nam u'mismolam. So it became a nozlim, and that's through the Vayet Moshe. So that is Pasuk Chaf Beis. That's how Pasuk Chaf Beis fits in. And that's in Furish, what it says in Pasuk HaZayin, V'ata haremet matcha umetet yadcha liyam ubikareyu v'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'sirich hayom yavosho. And now lift up your staff, Hashem says to Moshe, and spread out your hand on the sea and split it, and the Jewish people went in the sea in the dry land. In other words, like we said, that in Moshe's mate creates the ubika ehu vatorim is matra, when it is yachalayom, ubika ehu. I'm saying this is Mefurish, I think, in the movie The Ten Commandments. You can watch it there. Not exactly. Anyway, it was a popular movie in the 1970s. They had, special effects and Grace Yamsuf. Vaguely remember it. It was in summer camp, they showed the movie. We should learn a little Chumash, you know. Shall make it no longer exist. So matcha masha ubekayu. So the matcha creates this ubekayu, and that's the inyan of neid losim, what we've been talking about. And through that, k'shevo bnei Yisrael b'toch hayam, when the Jewish people come b'soich hayam, yiyeze b'yabasha, it's going to be in the dry land. Why is it going to be in the dry land? Mishum shelo yeshuvu aleihem hamayim, because the water is not going to come back, because it's neid noslim. So that's the end of that's Moshe Rabbeinu's accomplishment. That's what he was called. That's the Vayed Moshe. The Vayed Moshe again, pasuk yutes, tezayin, v'tarim spatan yisrael leyam v'geo v'evo b'nei Yisrael. In other words, when you do this, you spread your hand over the sea with the staff. So then the Jewish people are, it's going to split, and the Jewish people are going to come to Seir Chayam B'Yabash, because you're going to affect, you're going to implement this Seir Chayam, that there's going to be this dry land inside the Yabasha. Why? Because it hasn't been dry, and it's Hashem made. But how does it remain a Toich? And that's because of what you're doing. Otherwise, the water would just spill right back in, flood right back in. Gur Gedalik in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parsha Chof Beis, it says that Rivi Omer Amar Kevin Shalach Achron Shel Yisrael Yirad Achron Shel Mitzrayim Veishlach Vatr Yechem. When the last of the Jews went down, went up, the last of the Mitzrayim went down. Veishlach says Al Eilu Ve'al Eilu Nin Al Hayam Me'ar Baruch Yosef. On these and on these, they were locked inside the sea on all four sides. Ayin Shem Divrei HaMedrash. Look at the Malbim over here, who explains the whole parasha, that at that time, the Mitzrim and Yisrael were B'Seir Chayam. So the Medrash, Nin Halayam Yaru Chosef, surrounded by the water. Ayin B'Malbim, Malbim is always Gishmak. So according to this, we can explain Sukkim Chof Dalid to Chof Ches. Chof Dalid, it says, Vayom es machin in Yisrayim, Vayosar es oifin nar kivoysov, Vayinahageyu bichveidus. That is at the end of Pasuk Chof Dalid. It says, Vayinahin in Yisrayim. First it says that if he was Shemar Sabokeh, it was in the morning watch, and Hashem looked out, Rashi explains what happened to Shemar Sabokeh, and Hashem looked out over the Egyptian camp through the pillar of fire and cloud, and threw the Egyptian camp into a panic. Vayom is machanim Mitzrayim. He made a big mahuma. And then Vayter, it says in Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayasen of Ofer Markabosa Vayinageo B'chveidus. He removed their chariot wheels and drove them heavily. And that was in order to make a distance between the Jewish people and the Mitzrim, so that the Mitzrim should not chap them at the Yam. They shouldn't catch up to them. So he made trouble for them. Because again, they're all in the same sea. They're all in the same territory. So Hashem made it to trouble for the Mitzvah, and they shouldn't catch up. And on that, it says in verses 26, Vov and Chof Zayin, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Neteh Siyad Chalayam, Vayishu Amayim al Mitzvah, Maruch Bo Bapo Roshav. Hashem said to Moshe, stretch forth your hand over the sea, let the waters turn back over the Egyptians, over their chariots, and over their horsemen. And Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Vayed Moshe Siyad Valayam, Vayashav Yav Lefnos Boker Leisano, Mitzrayim Nosim Bekhosoi, Vayinair Hashem Es Mitzrayim, B'Soich Hayam. Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its regular course, towards morning, as the Egyptians were fleeing towards it. Hashem shook the Egyptians into the midst of this sea. Hakan midivrei kodesho shel hapsukim. As nirah she Moshe rak echzir et hayam leitano. Moshe Rabbeinu, his job was to restore the sea back to its original strength, back to its original way, the Tanoh HaRishon. What's the Tanoh HaRishon? That the original condition was, right, that the Hashem made a condition that you have to split, when the time comes to split, and then you become, and then you'll be Yavasha again. So that's the Makom Hayabasha Shieliyam. Now it's going back to the original condition, split, and now it's going to come back to the way it was. And therefore, because of this, that's a bittul of the Kafu Sehomos Belev Yam. The depths froze in the heart of the sea. And Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to do this because the Saru Shel Yam didn't have a problem with this. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had the koach to do it. However, the inyan of nitzuch hamod nei nozlem was not yet batel, because this matter is be'etzem teva hamayim to spill back in. And therefore, it's not shayich that it should be batel only in the place of the mitzvah. And since the Jewish people were still in the Yam, so this change remained. And only vis-a-vis the Yam that it became a Yabasha, there can be a Shinui al HaMakom, Shem Mitzrayim Sham. There's going to be a difference in the place where Mitzrayim is, that it should go back to the way it originally was, and it should become a Yam. And because of that, there's an emphasis here on Tanoh HaRishon, because it's coming to teach us that now it only went back to the inyan that shayach to the Tanai. Now, as we spoke about the Saru Shel Yam, and he was really annoyed that it was becoming a Yabasha. Why was he annoyed that it was becoming a Yabasha? Because now he loses his Shiltam. He's the master over the sea, but now it's becoming, has a chalos of dry land. So now that it comes back to being the sea, he's got no problem anymore. It's great for him. Now he's king again. So that's what happened now. Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to bring it back, to make it like Tanoh HaRishon, where we asked why it only says it now. But this Tanai, when it's going back, why doesn't it say it to it being C? Why doesn't it say the Tanai when it's splitting in the first place? That's the Iker, right? That it split. So the answer is that it's teaching us that all that happened is that it went back to the original Tanai, meaning that the Tanai was that it should go from being a sea to being dry land. And now it's going back to being a sea. So that's shy to the Tanai. That was the Etzema Tanai. The Tanai was, and that's what the Sar Hashem was bothered by. The Tanai was that something that was sea is turning into dry land. So the reason it's being told to us here is to tell us that that's the only thing that went back. The only thing that changed was the Tanai, in other words, that this dry land, sea turned into dry land, and now it turned back into sea. And that was the Tanai. The Tanai was only shy for that. And again, it's telling us here to tell us that that's the only thing that happened. Only the Tanai, but not the Nitzvah Chorei Nozlem, which isn't shy for the Tanai. That's just a regular Shinui HaTeva. And now the change in the Etzem Chalos Shem HaMakom. It's not called now dry land. So Rosh Yom's going to get all annoyed, he loses his shulton like we spoke about in the previous year. But rather, it's the Shinui Teva, like all the Aseres HaMakos. And that didn't yet change. Because what's happening here is that Hashem wants it to go back to the way it was. It's no longer going to be dry land. It's going to be a sea. Moshe Rabbeinu restored that. But it's not yet going to be, it's not going to change the Nitzvah Chomodei Nozlan. That doesn't require a Tanai of Maisa Bereshis. So since the Jewish people were still in the sea, so this Shinui remained. Which Shinai? Of Nitzuchomo Neinozlin. That remains for the Jewish people, but not for the Mitzvah. And that remains for everybody. That Nitzuchomo Neinozlin, that didn't change. The only thing that changed was the fact that it was dry, that the sea was called dry land, and that went back to being a sea. It was water again, but there was still water going on the side. So since we're dealing with the natural way of water, that water spills back in when water is removed from a place, then other water comes in and spills back in. So that's the nature of things. And here the nature was changed. So if it would go back to nature, then it would go back to nature for the whole sea. Otherwise, we need an extra miracle, part of the sea like this and part of the sea like that. So therefore, we made, Hashem made it, possibly, that it remains the Nitzuchomo Neinozlin. In other words, the water didn't go back to its original Teva. The water remains super Teva. Didn't go one place Teva and one place not Teva. Rather, it remains not Teva, super Teva for everybody. That's Nitzuchomo Neinozlin. But as far as the Tanai goes, which is different, a whole different parsha, the Tanai Maaseh Bereishis is that the sea should be dry, that the sea should turn to dry land, and then the dry land turns back into sea. So that only happened. That's not a Shinui Teva, that's something much bigger. That's a Mamshe Tanai Maaseh Bereishis, that it should have a completely different shank, that was originally called Yam, should now turn into a Yavasha. The Neinozlin is changing the nature of water. But the, and that's like all the other Makos, that it's a change in nature. But the Kofus Homos of Yam, that it should be dry, it should be called dry land, that Yam should be Yavasha, that requires the Tanai Maaseh Bereishis, that's changing the whole creation. So that Tanai was specifically for the Mitzrim, to drown the Mitzrim. So that's what happened. So it went back for the Mitzrim, went back to being the Yam. And, excuse me, that's what happened for the Mitzrim, went back to being a Yam. And where the Jewish people were, it was still dry land. And for the Mitzrim, went back to being a Yam. And it went back to Tanar Rishon, what was supposed to originally be. Went back to the original Mitzvah B'Shas HaBriya. And not to the second stage, which is Hafkav of the Mitzvah. So, that's why, again, the Tanai is stressed, because only that part, only the Tanai part was fulfilled, the making the Yam to Yavasha, and now the Yavasha turned back into Yam, but not the Neinozlin. That's why there's an emphasis here on the Tanai, even though it could have told us this before, when it actually split, but it tells us here, and it tells us only this, and not the Neinozlin. It would appear that these waters, that the Shechazwa de Bittalin, Shechavus Homos Lev Yam, so they came back, because now they're no longer Shechavus Homos Lev Yam, but it wasn't enough to drown Rak Yeshua Maim on the Mitzvah Rechel for Hashav. So the water's going to go back in the Egyptians. And they're not going to be able to run away. Like it says in Pasuk Chafer, Nusuf Menei Menei Yisroch, Yashem Lucham Ha'am Mitzrayim. And only when the Jewish people, Mamash, left the sea, then there was a bit of Linyan Mitzvah Chodei Nozlem. And then the water came and drowned the Mitzrayim. So as long as the Jews were still in the sea, so then there was water, but there was not enough to actually drown them. Just enough they couldn't run away. And now the Jewish people completely left, so now it's going to drown them completely. Now it's going to be a bit of Nitzvah Chodei Nozlem. And then they're going to be going down. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chafetz, Yeshua Ma'am, Pasuk Zerech, 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 The Yeshiva Maim is talking about all the water in the world, all the water in the world is Peshatri's Yam, so now it goes back, Yeshiva Maim, and it drowned the Mitzrayim. Nothing was left. And that's the Dabar Nosef, that wasn't said in Pasuk Chazayin. That's only now is Ve'yeshivachus. Only now they were covered up. In other words, the waters first went back, and only now Pasuk Chofes are actually covered up with the water. Now they're actually drowning. Because now the water goes back to its original nature of spilling back in. And now that it's spilled back in, that's enough to drown them. That's why it says Ve'yeshivu Amayim. The water went back. In other words, at the beginning of the pasuk, first you have Yeshua Mayim, but it's not enough to drown them. And only then comes the covering up, the bittul of the nitzvah chumodei nosa. And that's why we saw in the Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Yochanan says, Acham shel Mitzrim, Acham shel Yisrael. Right, when the last of the Jews went up, the last of the Mitzrim went down, because there was a bittul of the inyan of nei noslim, which happened when the Acham shel Yisrael went up, and therefore the Acham shel Mitzrim was in the sea. And that to call a Mitzrim, when the last of the Jews went out, now there's a bittul of Nitzvah Chumodei Noslim, and maybe all the Mitzrim go down. That's what it means. When the last of the Jews went out, Allah, the last of the Mitzrim went in, now there's a bittul of Nei Noslim, and they're done. So, again, first it was the bittul of the water came back, but not enough to drown them. That's Ve'yeshivu Amayim. And then, Vayitru in the Pasuk, then it covered them up and drowned them. And that's in the Mefurish, in the Perish Moshe's came the Baal HaTesis, who writes, Yitzim Mitzrayim HaKodim Sus V'Betit, Vayitze Kodim Shiyatzu Kol Bnei Yisrael, Rakish Shiyatzu Kol Bnei Yisrael, Gamri Tavu Bayam. The Mitzrayim, first it was a lot of mud there, horses in mud, and that's before the Jewish people went out. Only when the Jewish people went out, they drowned them. But that explains what it says in Davening. Zayin Tibata, Mevarta, Chachman, Yisrael, Mechem, Lanosar. So why does it start with Zayin Tibata? And then it goes, it's interrupted. Vididim Havarta, and then it goes back to Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Mechem. So he explains that Zayin Tibata was the Sus. First the Sus went down. That's the Sus and the teeth. That's when it all started. That's Zayin Tibata. And then if we didn't have Arta, then we went through, and now when we're finished, now Echus Amayim, then they went down, then the Mitzvah went. That's what it means. That's what it means. Zayin Tibati Mevarta, Echus Amayim Tzorim, Echem Emel Nosar, now they're drowning. So that's the Sefer Advarim. First the Susim, because there was a little bit of water enough for them to get the Susim. Now they can't run away anymore, and then the water went back and drowned them. So Advarim before Russian, that the Moshe's came in Valley of Tesis. So it's Varm Flam Yosef, my Rabbi Yosef, and Nachman Lo, Chatzi HaDerech. You know, we have loads more to say. So I thank you so, so, so much for listening. I appreciate it. And Mirza Shem, we're going to continue. Lean Adder, Lean Adder, Lean Adder, Shalom Shalom.